Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is our third episode on using our free time well. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. A well-rounded and balanced life requires good leisure. It requires that we do activities that make us feel more alive, more connected to the goodness of the world, more alert, and more engaged. Good leisure is where we pursue a delight in truth, beauty, and goodness. That's why there's a real sense in which good leisure is, next to prayer and love, the thing that makes us most fully human, most fully alive. But instead of that, instead of pursuing good leisure, what do we often do? We come home from work, eat a quick meal while we look at our phones, maybe get the kids to bed, and then veg out in front of the TV. Isn't that an incredible phrase? Veg out? Instead of living like a human being who is fully alive, we act like a plant. We use our free time not like a human or even like a dog, but like a vegetable. That can't be right. What are we doing? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. When we're tired, vegging out will not revitalize us. When we are tired mentally or physically, we usually need one of three things: to eat or exercise or just go to sleep. And if you really need to veg out, that means it's time to turn off the screen and go to bed. Because if you're that tired, then you're not going to be able to really engage in good leisure, not going to be able to give your mind and emotions what they need, because that takes energy. Delighting in insight, exploring new ideas, appreciating the way everything comes together, you can't do that. You can't be fully alive, fully rational, if you're totally wiped out. We indulge in mindless entertainment so often because we just don't have the energy for good leisure. It's funny, the more tired we are, the longer it takes us to go to bed, when actually we just need to go to bed. And we don't have the energy for good leisure because we don't get enough sleep. And guess why we often don't get enough sleep? That's right. It's because we are indulging in mindless entertainment and wasting the time we should be sleeping. So we have to break this vicious cycle. We have to quit the mindless entertainment and just get to bed. Then tomorrow, after you rest, then you can really try to invest in an activity that will make you happy. Activity that will allow you to be more than a zombie, fighting off the sleep you need by looking at garbage on a screen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. If we don't take care of our body, it will revenge itself on us by preventing our mind and emotions from delighting in the highest things this life can offer. So how can we have the health and energy we need to enjoy our free time? Well, we need three basic things. First, we have to eat well. Our body and mind need real food, not the highly processed stuff. We need to go to the store, buy real food, and then prepare it. Not the processed junk that comes in boxes or cans or fast food. We need real food. You know, the stuff that's around the outside of the store. Vegetables, fruits, meats, cheese, dairy, eggs. Oh yes, and the main staple, coffee. So we have to stay away from the highly processed food, not to mention all the sugar and alcohol. Because if this is the only fuel you put in the tank, not only is it going to be bad for your body, more importantly, it's bad for your soul, bad for your intellect and emotions, because it prevents you from delightful leisure. So if we just eat junk, we're simply not going to feel, at the end of the day, like life is an incredibly beautiful, exciting gift. We're going to feel slow and stiff and foggy. And then, well, we're just going to want to veg out. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Leisure time is all about the time to feed our soul, especially our intellect with truth and our emotions with beauty. But to do that, we need exercise and sleep. So we have to exercise. It doesn't mean you have to go to the gym every day, but we should at least walk every day. And we also need some strength and balance training. So some resistance, some weightlifting, which is also fantastic for your bone density. And we have to get enough sleep. Because how can we delight in truth, goodness, and beauty if we feel like we're on the edge of a sleep-deprived migraine all day? Now, this isn't about some kind of new fitness or wellness program. It's not some silly promise that if you stay healthy, you'll magically become happy. Not at all. It's just the obvious truth that if your body is a mess, your mind and the powers of your soul will also be a mess. In this life, the functioning of the body is a prerequisite to the full functioning of the soul. So we can't abuse our body. And if we do, we won't be able to get our soul off the ground. Because there is a principle. Grace builds upon nature. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Why do we fight sleep when we're tired? Why do we resist the natural impulse to just go to bed? Why do we cling to just a little more mindless pleasure, or a bowl of ice cream, or one more episode of a show? Isn't it because we think we've earned a little pleasure after the end of a long day? But remember, we don't want a little pleasure that we'll regret later. We want happiness. We want to be fully alive. And that might mean letting go of a passing pleasure so that we can get to bed. And actually, getting to bed early is really good practice for that day or that night in the future, when we have to let our head fall on the pillow and die. It will have been good practice if we haven't been clinging to passing, meaningless pleasures. It will have been good practice if we've said, I've got my work done and I'm tired, but I don't need to force myself to have one more pleasure that doesn't mean anything. I don't choose passing pleasure. I choose happiness, and I'm ready for that now. Please, God, help us to be able to say that on our deathbed. And please, God, help us practice for it now by going to bed when it's time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, the purpose of meditation is to receive something from the Word of God, some truths, and then to really think about it, apply it to our lives, and then allow it to kind of confront us or convict us about maybe what we need to change. So, were you convicted about anything with this meditation?
I think I was, and I think I've got a long thread as to how I got there. But I was thinking about in the legal system, if you commit a crime while drunk, you're still culpable because you chose to drink in excess, which led to the inebriation that allowed for such an accident to occur. And I was just thinking how similar that is with sleep deprivation, that obviously you can become deprived of sleep by accident, which very unlike drinking in the sense that you can accidentally drink too much, but
it's... Or circumstances out of your control.
Yeah. But most often, I think I ignore my own part in the circumstances that lead to me being so sleep deprived, because it's one thing to be like, oh man, this thing kept me up last night and it was really unavoidable. But when I'm saying it every single day, like every single day, then there are clearly circumstances that are leading to that kind of, I'm too tired to think about this straight. I'm too tired to be patient, too tired to really perform well at work and things like that. And I think it's an excuse for so many things, very akin to inebriation, that you have to start looking at your day and what are the earlier steps, similar to, you don't become drunk in an instant, but how many drinks did you have? What circumstances led to you having these drinks? But similarly, what circumstances lead to me not getting enough sleep? And part of that is just pushing things until the last minute.
Yeah. Oh, procrastination.
Procrastination. So I feel like there is so much that gets shoved to the end of the day, even preparing for sleep. You can't start preparing for sleep at the moment that you think you want to be asleep.
Right.
There's a winding down that's necessary.
True.
Or I'm someone who showers at night. That's going to take me some time. It's a whole pattern, a whole habit of lifestyle. And I think it goes more into rule of life of you really have to set aside time for these things. And I really like the connection to the sleep of death, because it's very similar, it might just come upon you, but we have to prepare for our life as if we're going to really intentionally wind down.
Yeah.
Really intentionally know how you're leaving your soul, how you're leaving your affairs.
Yeah.
You can't just hope that you'll get there and then figure it all out, because you might not by then have the mental mental faculty to prepare well. And it's the same with sleep every single day.
Excellent analogy. Very good points. I was thinking about how professional athletes, just elite athletes, they put so much into their sleep and their nutrition and their exercise so that they can perform at the highest level. How much more important is that for us in our pursuit of holiness and try just, and the most important thing, reaching your full potential as a human.
Yeah, because we always have excuses for why we're not achieving that potential, but are we actually addressing those excuses? If we say, I'm so sorry I snapped at you earlier, I was really hungry, are you going to get on a better schedule? Are you going to eat more consistently? Are you going to avoid that in the future? Or are you always going to allow those excuses to be a part of your life?
Yeah. And if we have chronic illnesses, sleep, exercise, and nutrition are just going to do nothing but help
mm-hmm.
the situation
yeah.
with the chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
And the plague of our culture is it's a multiple plague. We sit too much. We eat bad food, processed food.
Oh, yeah.
And we indulge in screen time, which when we should be sleeping. So as a resolution, we can't fix everything at once. But let's pick one thing as a resolution to start on immediately today.
Mm-hmm.
The key with a resolution is put it into play immediately.
Yeah. And I would say my recommendation, because I think I'll do this, start with what excuse are you making when you fail in virtue? What is it? Is it sleep or your eating or just your health or whatever complaints you have? And what are you actually going to do about it today?
Exactly. That's the key of a resolution. What are you, what precisely is going to be your strategy today? Write it down and then do it. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.